Hello and welcome to my podcast. It's Learn Reiki and Connect, and it's with me, Tracy Matthews. So this week we are talking about what happens during a Reiki session. So just really want to say a warm welcome to everybody. I hope everyone's well. I hope you've had a good week as we now start settling into this week's discussion. Because this space is really about helping each other to connect to the light within, because that light is all-knowing, it's expansive. And we are energy. This energy connects us to the divine source. And, you know, this part communicates. It gets our attention. And if we listen to this part, it helps us out. And that's really why this podcast is all about tuning in to that part of ourselves, the light that's within you, and recognizing the power of your mind. So last week we were looking at, is fear keeping you stuck? And if you haven't had a chance to listen to that, I would encourage you to do that, because it's going to help you identify what fear is and how it creeps in. It gets us and it stops us from doing the very thing that we want to do. The joy, you know, releasing ourselves from sometimes these cycles and patterns that we absolutely keep ourselves stuck in. We keep doing the same thing. And even more so when we start stepping onto our path, when we start remembering we're here to do things or to do this at a waypoint. But you know what? We get fearful and we don't even understand why we're reacting that way. And then we remain stuck. So listen in to that one if you haven't already, because it will help us to really face up to what's on the other side of it. And that's really very powerful and timely right now. So let's just jump in this week's podcast. We're talking about what happens during a Reiki session. Have you experienced one? When was the last time you had one? You know, I always find it fascinating as to why a person is moved to have a session like this. And what was the reason that you went for your session? So we're going to really look at what is a Reiki session, what happens during a Reiki session, and how you can use the power of your own intention for your own meditation. So stick around, don't go anywhere. Just stay with me and hit that subscribe button, because we're going to be doing this every week. So when we are looking at Reiki, a lot of Reiki is, if you're not learning Reiki, there is this Reiki session. So what is a Reiki session? I guess if you've had a Reiki session, you know what to expect and what they're like. But if anyone was to ask me, well, what is one? I guess for me, I would term it as that they are unique sessions. To me, a Reiki session is all about holding space for a person, whether they want to relax or whether they have something specific in mind. And just to allow that wisdom of God, that higher power, which is the ray, and the life force energy, which is the key, and just allow that energy to flow through me as a channeler, so that for you, the client, is able to experience that white light energy. So a Reiki session is all about energy. It's all about channeling that beautiful, incredible white light energy. And in terms of people, they respond differently to this energy. Some people will immediately go into this sleepy state, this theta, this alpha theta, and they will basically remain aware of their surroundings. They're not in delta. Sometimes a person might go to sleep because that is what they needed. But on a whole, they'll stay in that sort of sleepy state, completely aware of themselves, but sort of like tuned out of what's going on around, but they're still aware of where they are. Now, others sense this calmness, this energy, this warmth, this flow of tingling energy sensation around various parts of their body. They experience a deep relaxation, and they're very aware of the energy that is sort of like sweeping up and down them. And it's really incredible how some people express themselves, or, you know, for them, what that session was like. Maybe when you had yours, you were aware of that. Or maybe you were just in a stillness, a beautiful state of sort of happiness and peace and calm. For some, they report that they feel like a coolness over parts. There's a fluctuation of the energy, and some places are warm, some places are cool, and there is just this whole sensation going on for them. You know, for some, you know, they're able to experience peace, calm, and relaxation, a meditative state that would normally be hard for them to achieve. Now, I find that incredibly heartwarming, and I get to share that space for somebody, because sometimes getting into a meditative state can be hard because we're not living life in that frequency. In other words, we don't have time to meditate ourselves. We're quite stressed, we're anxious, we're busy, and then we've got a culmination of these unpleasant experiences, and that can happen where we're stressed all the time and we're trying to do our best. So going to these Reiki sessions may be the very thing for a person that can help them to just experience that. So that brings us really to what happens during a Reiki session. Well, firstly, for the client, this session always takes place fully clothed, and the setup is normally either a massage couch where you're kind of supported and you have a like a blanket or something over you to keep you warm, or a recliner chair. And I must admit, for me, I kind of got the recliner chair set up because I teach often. And so it just makes sense to sort of work with the chair so that they can sort of get into that laying back position. Now, the environment is really important and is key as well. So we want to make that as warm and relaxing as possible. Sometimes there's gentle music in the background, because for some, they're clairaudient. And the minute they hear that kind of warm music, that sort of sense of that noise that sounds, and I know I'm like that, they're instantly in alpha. So you might find that there is just gently in the background some music, maybe candlelight, so that the environment is not so stark, so clinical. I like to use candlelight, but I also like to make sure that the room has got some light to it, so that the person feels comfortable. Now, traditionally, a Reiki session is non-verbal throughout the session. Now, what this means is basically nobody talks. Obviously, the person will have, the client that is, will have their reasons as to why they're coming to the session. And once a session has started, there isn't the communication involved, because that person wants that space to prepare and to chill and relax and to do whatever it is that they need from that session. Unless, of course, there is a practitioner that has used that space. And normally, when you go into that kind of space, you're going into because you know the person will talk. There will be a level of crystals involved. There may be a singing bowl, whatever. That's normally really beautiful. Whenever we sort of go to somebody for a Reiki session, you're going because there is normally a bond and you like that space that's held. So a channel is opened to the highest source. And this is what really is the Reiki sessions all about. And of course, the intention of the person, what they want from the session, is upheld. Now, on my side as a practitioner, I hold that channel. And whatever is going on for the person is really between them, their guides, their angels, and God's source. And I uphold whatever intention, for whatever reason why the client wants the session. But the beautiful thing about a Reiki session, sometimes I'm privy to glimpse into what's happening for the client. And you know what? I cherish those moments. And it reminds me that this stuff is real. And what I mean by that, the energetics of ourselves, the spiritual aspects of every one of us through this very physical world, these energetics are real. And there are occasions when a loved one may visit a client during a Reiki session. Now, when this first happened, I wasn't sure what to make of it. Now, for me, there was a level of taste and smell that was happening for me, and I could feel a warm energy, a supporting energy. And I could feel this with the during a Reiki session. So I've learned to sort of just trust this. I normally ask my guide, is this okay? Especially when I first had this sort of smell and taste and I could feel that an energy was present. And my guide always assured me. But this was what was so incredible about this. On this occasion, the client didn't tell me that they had a bereavement and a loss. But after the session, they were able to say that their loved one had come close to them and that they were able to just to reconnect and share that moment. Now, I didn't know that. So for me, this was a very beautiful moment, and these moments are very, very special. And it's really beautiful when that happens. Now, sometimes spirit guides are there helping with the healing. And I remember I opened my eyes during a Reiki session with a lady, and I had seen on the other side a transparent silhouette of light and energy of the other side. And they were doing exactly what I was doing and placing their hands and healing. And I just remember seeing that. And I just felt, wow. So I just closed my eyes, because quite often I've got my eyes closed and sometimes I open. It really depends what's going on. But on most of the times I've got my eyes closed. So when I opened and saw that transparent silhouette, it was beautiful. It was almost like a snapshot picture in my mind, but also there, of this white light in a shape. And to me, it felt like a very much a female energy. Well, anyway, after the Reiki session, my client tells me that her guide, this female guide, was present. And I saw that, and I just found that incredible. So you can understand why, when I say things like, you know, for me, this is very real, this energetic side. It's just beautiful because it's so positive, it's so loving. And also, I have experienced when a person goes into their Akashic records and a master and teachers are available. And I remember a session whereby these loving beams of light were present. There was a bit of a dialogue occurring. I didn't hear what was going on, but I could feel there was so much love and there was a recognition on part of the client. Now, after the session, the client said, "That was unusual. It was really quite incredible because there was these energies that came to me. And I just thought how wonderful that was because I was able to share it. I was able to view it, which I found really heartwarming, really wonderful." You know, often during a Reiki session, many report that it was like they were in a deep space, that the stars were there, or beams of light, or knowing, loving energies were able to come close to them. Some report that they were in a deep ocean, that they were swimming, that there was no sound, but the space was really, really powerful. Others talk about that they're flying and just how wonderful they were feeling and the energy that was happening for them. So quite often, feelings of elation and just wonderment and just total peace is experienced after a Reiki session. Sometimes a person will cry, and that can happen during a session. And I always just feel that's a beautiful moment. It's truth. You know, that you cannot fake this energy because it's so beautiful, it's so real, it's so raw. And sometimes a person will feel moved. And for others, there's like a weight that's been lifted off them. Quite often we carry so much of energy that's not our own. Worry energy, other people's energy. And they accumulate and we become more dense. We become more weighed down. So when a person has had a Reiki session, it's like they've been lifted. It raises their vibration. And that's so incredible. It's just amazing when we feel that. Now, for others, there is like a real deep realization and clarity of just how they were feeling and what they were going through. It's almost like things have got to an escalation, or they got to a point where they can't go forward and they seek out somebody and have a Reiki session. Now, I see that a lot. It's almost like they get to a point where they've done whatever they need to do. It might be physical stuff, or they've gone to the doctor, or they've been checked out, or maybe their mental health. They've got to a place where things are in place, i.e. they've gone and maybe got medication, or they've done all this stuff, this general stuff that we do in the physical world, but they don't feel right. They know there's something else. And there's that inner part, that little bit of a ping that goes to them inside and says, go to an energy healer. Go for a Reiki session. And they do. And I see that a lot. And, you know, many practitioners over there, and any energy healer will testify to that. And I sense that, I feel that, they're ready. And that's why for me, you know, it's an honour to be in someone's aura and just to hold that space and just really to channel this energy, this highest divine source. Because it's really beautiful. because that helps them to see what has been going on for them. And quite often, you know, there's that little bit, I don't know what's next, because the third eye's just got congested. And I know what that feels like. You might be aware of yourself when you're second guessing. It's almost like you don't know what your truth is. You don't know, you can't almost like hear their inner voice. So you feel wrong. Maybe you've got some headaches going on. You just don't feel 100%. And then you have this Reiki session. And then there's that clarity, that inner feeling, that knowing, oh, I needed that. It's almost like it clears all the cobwebs out. It clears all the channels. It really clears all our subtle body, that energy flow, the chakras. They light up, they become fully blossomed and they flow. So as you can see that this space, this session is so powerful. And I have to say as well, I receive healing during a Reiki session. It's mutual. This is not something I do for someone else and I'm like all good and done. No, it's actually very beautiful. It's holding that healing and space, whatever it is that a person needs, and upholding their intention. But also I receive it as well. And sometimes for me, it's clarity. Or I'm getting a little bit of a download of information and messages and just knowing. And well, sometimes, I'm going to be honest, I feel that wave of emotion myself. I just feel it. And what that looks like, it's not crying during a session because that's not appropriate, but it's that emotion that this was needed and it was beautiful. And how we can share that in that space. And that's what Source is. It's for all of us. It's very beautiful. And sometimes we can be very aware of what's going on for the client as well. And how, as a practitioner, there may be certain things that, 'cause all these spaces are done uniquely, very different. And that's the reason why we normally seek out a particular one. And just how beautiful that is. And quite often, the question is repeatedly asked, well, how can I do this? And it always amazes me why there's always that sense that they can't do it themselves. And that rather false information that you have to be gifted to do this. Because that's not what I see in terms of energy. This is not a gift that only gifted people can do, but it's something we all can do. Now, maybe it's the soul that has a gift to bring this into this lifetime. Maybe that's what they are here to do. And that's different. But how can a person do this themselves? Well, the honest answer is yes, every person can do this. Which is really the question, well, how can I use the power of that same intention that's in a Reiki session and use that when it comes to our own meditation? Well, the answer to that is by firstly trying meditation for yourself. And putting that intention in place. And I think this is something that is becoming more aware of on our planet, our consciousness, which is the power of the mind. You know, this has been brought into our consciousness by Usui. And you might have heard me mention this before. He already knew how to meditate. There are many ways in which we can meditate. And that's beautiful. You know, some of you may be doing it with the mala beads. And to be honest, at this time, I have been doing for the last couple of months, these the earth elements. you know, the five elements. And it's really incredible. There are different ways in which we can meditate. What Yasui brought into our consciousness is the power of the mind. Using our mind to intend healing to happen. So this now really brings us to the onuses on the power of our mind, not to be healed by someone else, but that we start healing ourselves. And this is a beautiful shift. So as much as our Reiki sessions are incredible, they're beautiful, they are very much part of what is required and needed for us. But there's also that shift, and when we start to move in to holding that kind of space for ourselves. And this is where my line of work is helping people to really be their own healer in terms of holding that space. And like I said, you know, with a Reiki session, there's a channel that is open to the highest source. And then the intention for what the person wants from the session is upheld. And that's key. And that's what Yasui brought into our awareness. So this is all about using our minds and using our intention. And for example, when a person comes to me and they want a Reiki session, so say they want to clear a busy mind, they're stressed, they're anxious. So that intention is used for the session. Now what the session will do for a person is to free and clear their mind. That session will bring them into peace. And that is what is so incredible. I will feel that energy work with the person and their own higher self, their own soul. Sometimes guides come in and will support that space. Sometimes I see the higher self, or as I feel it almost like as an energy, where they're sitting above the physical body so that they're able to observe what this space can do for them. I mean, it's just incredible how this can manifest during a session. But what that will mean is that they will feel peace, have the busy mind be emptied. And I'm very aware when a busy mind is going on for the person. Sometimes I'm sat right over the crown chakra and I get a sense from my guide to really just hold that energy there. And when that is really going on for a person, and in other words, what that looks like for me, that mind is going on, and they are not in alpha. So quite often I will let their busy mind just to get a couple of things out, because sometimes that might be some thoughts that they haven't addressed. So they need to get those thoughts out. And then I will go in energetically and turn that busyness down. And that's beautiful. And that's the moment where they just slip into alpha and into theta. And I can feel that. And the person feels it. And that's just wonderful. They're just moments of a Reiki session that are incredible. And it's the person, the client's own higher self, that is doing that. I'm holding the channel. And quite often after a session, a person will say, oh, that was incredible what you did. And I just have to remind them, actually, I didn't do that. I held that space. You did it. Your higher self. That source energy. And quite often, if I do feel that their guide was there, the person will say, I felt there was an energy there. And that's wonderful, because then I can add weight to that and say, yes, there was. So many times after a Reiki session, a person has an inner knowing. They have a sense, because that really just brings it back to them that this is what they needed. And sometimes there's a clear cognizance. They actually say, I need to be meditating. It's like that part of them knows. So Reiki session's an incredibly powerful session to bring a person back, you know, to reconnect to whatever's weighing them down, to let it go, to bring all that energy back in, to get an equilibrium back in, a flow back in. Quite often, the people that I see, the energy's low. Because energy, the chakra systems can have too much energy. And normally a person's like full of energy. And they can be sort of on the edge where they can be, for example, if it's throat chakra, they're not listening, they're speaking too much. It's like, blah. But often when I see a person, it's normally the other side. There isn't the energy there. And so what that might look like, if I'm just using this as an analogy, that if the throat chakra is quite sort of low and it's quite weak in that area, is that they're not speaking their truth. They're not speaking up. They're not talking. They're not using that. So it's always really wonderful that, you know, the energy then can be built up, that flow. And that gives people then energy, that space. I call it a window where they can start doing or listening into that higher self, what's next for them to do. So when we're ready to do that, and that's really, you know, what we're looking at is how that we can use the power of the mind in our meditation. Sometimes it's really putting that in place. It's setting the intention to getting going in the first place. And sometimes a person, you know, will sort of say, like I mentioned, that it needs to be, you know, a gifted person to do that. That's not what I have been seeing. In fact, I see everybody is gifted. We've all got our gifts. What's really unique is what the soul wants to do and how it chooses to do that. And that's really incredible. So it means that we can all meditate. We can all hold that space. And yes, what happens in a Reiki session will help us and guide us and give us exactly what we need. So if you're ready then to do this for yourself, or you're ready now to start holding that space, maybe that's happened for you, that you're getting a little nudge or a little ping from that part of you, that in between a Reiki session, or maybe that shift to do the meditation for yourself, is really what is happening for you. And like I said, I see this a lot. And that comes from within. That's not told by somebody. That comes from within, when we're ready to really start sort of setting some time to one side. And often this can be that we feel that, you know, we can't meditate. And if this is the case for you, you might want to check out the podcast, Can't Meditate, Try This. Because I go through all what that looks like. What is it that's behind the can't meditate? And you might be quite interested to find out what's really going on for us when we feel that we can't meditate. But if you're really sort of feeling now you're ready to get going, there is that part of you that is now ready to hold that space, that energy, and just to bring in all that wonderful energy like that is present there during a Reiki session, then you might want to join me each day for 21 days on YouTube. Now, how it works, it's the 21 days meditation challenge. So you'll see me at the beginning where we talk about a tip. Then we'll switch out the visual and we go straight into a 30-minute meditation. Now, you can do this anytime. And you know what's so beautiful about this? When we start to meditate, this is free. The real issue is about finding the time to do this. And it might mean that this is the divine time for you to start putting this into place. So if you want a little bit of support and help, then join me and others on the 21-day meditation challenge. And that's on YouTube. And I'll put the link also with that so that you can see this and start having a go. Start doing this for yourself. So as you can see, what happens during a Reiki session is really powerful. It's a really incredible way to really, for our inner knowing, our intuition, our higher self, just to be reconnected, to raise our vibration, to start healing some aspects of ourselves, where we start to feel clearer. We start to feel more at peace. Maybe we haven't felt peace for a little while, and that's why we seek that out. So they are very powerful, and it's there on our planet. And that's what some of us are here to do, is to help people with that space. So it's very, very powerful, and it's an honour to be part of. So I hope that this has helped you, and maybe this is something that which has been going on. Maybe you're in that point. Do I need to go to a Reiki session? And if there's that part of you that is just sort of didn't quite know what to do, how to go about it, maybe this will help you, because it really is a very beautiful space, and it will uphold whatever intention that you require and what you need. Or maybe you've had some Reiki sessions and you keep getting that same message, I need to meditate. Maybe this is the time now to just hop onto the YouTube. There are 21 videos there that are consecutive where you can now start meditating and just doing it together, because sometimes it's just a little bit of support that we need for this. So I hope that's helped, and I hope that's given you a little bit of food for thought. So hit the subscribe button. Don't miss any of the next podcasts. Don't miss the 21 days meditation challenge either. And like I mentioned, I'm on YouTube, but I'm also on other platforms like Spotify. So you can check them out, whichever's easiest for you. You might like to check out the website and learnreikiconnect.co.uk, where you'll find the online Reiki. Maybe that is what you're ready to do. Maybe you just need a little bit of help and how to connect in, or like to work with me over Skype, learning Reiki level 1, 2, and 3. And of course there you'll see the Akashic Record sessions and the QHHT. So I look forward to speaking with you very soon, and I hope you have a good week, and until then, do take care. And bye for now.